we must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
Hey there, travelers. My name's Kai, and welcome to an offline episode. Call him a J episode. Offline, ranty, maybe. I don't know. I don't know if I have a rant in me after today. What an offline recorded episode. It's a little late. I normally like to get these out the same day, right? But it's you know, there's been stuff on the schedule for today. For those of you who don't know, I'm in Las Vegas, and we, how do I put this? We protest differently here, not because we have some unique protest culture, but because we have a unique law enforcement culture. The Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, despite being not one of the largest cities in the country, is one of the largest police departments in the country. A bunch of years ago, they rolled the metro and the sheriff's department all into this giant fucking police department. And for many years, they had one of the highest officer-involved shooting rates in the country. They did manage to get that under control, but the whole time that they had that that reputation, they managed it without getting noticed by national media, really. They didn't gain the reputation that, you know, LA or NYPD or, you know Chicago gained, because they're better at it than most. They had an entire department that was discovered at one point that was there to drag a victim's name through the mud after they offed him. It's a very sketchy place to live. And so when the protests kicked off yesterday, what happened was they immediately kettled them. They immediately got them isolated. They outnumbered them drastically. SWAT was there from basically the beginning. Vegas doesn't fuck around. Metro doesn't fuck around. Now it appears that the reason that that occurred, now this is anecdotal and it is, completely unsubstantiated, but it appears the reason that that occurred was that the protesters did so on the strip. Now, you have to understand, the casinos run this state. That strip is like the mob boss, all right? It's not run by the mob, well, the new mob, multinational corporations that don't answer to anybody. But they don't tolerate that kind of shit, right? Like, that's sit the fuck down and get the fuck away from our property. So, yeah, that seems to be the impetus as to why they responded so swiftly and with such overwhelming force. And so today, the protests started down in Container Park, which is this sort of, it's Connex containers, shipping containers that have been repurposed for like small and local businesses. And it's downtown, which, I mean, if you're not familiar with Las Vegas geography, basically downtown isn't, you'd think the strip, like the casinos, would somehow be downtown. They're not. They're two entirely separate areas. But it started downtown, which is where Fremont is. Everybody's familiar with Fremont, generally, I find. Old Las Vegas, Fremont Street experience. That's the downtown area. So protests started at Container Park and meandered, zigzagged through varying areas and didn't take a direct path. many hours, managed to exist that way. It wasn't too rowdy. It wasn't too out of control. Because again, remember Metro, they don't play. This is not, they have enough numbers with, like I said, they can outnumber you. There's no way that we're going to outnumber Metro at a protest here in Las Vegas. Our culture as a city is such that in no way, shape, or form are you going to get 2,000 plus protesters out there. It's just not going to happen. I don't know. I'm terrible at estimating like numbers, like values of things. Couple hundred, maybe. Couple hundred. Yeah. And so they blocked off a few streets to ensure that as protesters, they would, you know, they would sort of reposition and they'd block off streets and make sure that protesters couldn't go certain places and walk past certain places. They did protect certain areas from access. The protesters, by and large, were not too... they weren't looking to do too much property damage. That was definitely the tonality that was going on. Now, don't get me wrong. One of the courts, ironically, I believe it may have been the bankruptcy court. Wrong court entirely. my opinion. Look, whatever. Fine. Yes, bullshit. But yeah, one of the courts got tagged up pretty hard. Standard fare for this this round of protests, you know, BLM, Fuck 12, I Can't Breathe, that sort of stuff. It got tagged up pretty hard. I'll see if I can't find someone who took a photo of it. Somebody had put a fucking anarchy symbol up. Man, I wish people wouldn't be tagging the anarchy symbol in this situation. We don't need rep, right? Like, we don't need repping. Don't worry about it. It was fairly peaceful until... Oh, geez. About an hour ago, where... Around Carson and, sixth or seventh, maybe, somewhere in there. That's when it started. I think basically Metro decided that it's time to go home, folks. It was, it's largely a residential area to, downtown is a very, especially when you get into the numbered streets, right? When you're in like 2nd and 3rd Street and 4th Street and stuff like that. Downtown Las Vegas is this strange mix of very close commercial, very close residential. Somewhere between like Carson and 6th Street, maybe 7th Street, it's getting pretty residential, and I think Metro sort of decided that, all right, folks, enough of this. We don't want disrupting neighborhoods. We don't want that sort of thing. And so that's when the tear gas came out. There's a time, you know, when to leave the bar, right? If you've been around long enough, you get a sixth sense about stuff and you're like, oh, look, closing time, that sort of thing. Earlier in the evening, it was interesting. There was a group of, let's call them counter protesters, to be nice. It was a bunch of again, Las Vegas is, it's an interesting place, right? We're this giant fucking city. We've got these massive industry, this massive industry of casinos and stuff. We've got all this developed world stuff. This is fucking backwoods, redneck. Like, we got Aryan Brotherhood. We got fucking Klan members. We got racist motherfuckers up in here, right? This is, the Southwest is this really odd place. And you have to remember, Las Vegas is in the Southwest. And so there were posts going around earlier today, rumors, reports that there had been people coming into a couple of the gun stores. The one woman in particular posted, said, you know, just a heads up that, you know, one of my friends who works a gun store counter had somebody come in who was tatted up saying, you know, I need to buy some ammo to shoot some protesters. And there were racist fuckers, being protected by the police, by the way. they were, definitely they weren't, well, I mean, a couple of them said some stuff that was explicitly racist. But yeah, they basically were openly mocking the protesters and mocking the situation. You have to understand, we have a very heavy pro-police, pro-military culture here. We have a military base here in town. We have Nellis Air Force Base, home of the drone war. Pilots who are dropping bombs in Afghanistan and Iraq do so from Las Vegas. It's a common thing. They drop bombs from drones halfway across the globe on the other side of the fucking planet, and then they go to the casino buffet at night. I mean, it's a thing. So our culture is very mixed, very interesting. We do not have a ton of liberals, leftists. We, again, like neoliberals, it's neoliberal is a bad term here, right? Like on my channel, in my group, we don't even have them, right? Like we don't even have them. We have some, we have a decent Democrat population, I guess, but for sure, we don't have a lot of proper leftists. We don't have that sort of thing. We have got a firmly neolib, centrist, or right population here. So to see anybody turn out for this, we don't have a heavy black population. I mean, we of course have a heavy Latino population, but we have a very large Asian population. When you talk about immigration in Las Vegas, what you're actually talking about is Asian immigration. We have a giant mixed but Asian culture here, non-Indian Asian culture. Tons of Chinese and Koreans and Thai and Vietnamese. I mean, we've got some amazing Asian food here. I mean, come on to Vegas. Come on over to Vegas when we reopen for some Asian food. We've got that. But they traditionally side with more Caucasian, I don't know, modalities, I guess, when we talk about these sorts of race issues. Yeah, so you don't see many of them coming out for these sorts of issues, these sorts of events. It was largely white, a little bit of black, a little bit of Latino. And yeah, that's basically our demographic makeup of our town anyway. So yeah, that's basically what it looked like. Nothing major to report for my community that was concerned. When you see this go up and you're wondering, I'm okay. I hope I took enough protections that I don't get the Rona. That's the fucking issue. That's my major concern now. I can't, you know, I can't be giving that to my parents. And quite frankly, I don't think I'm in a health state that would allow me to recover from that, maybe at all. But sometimes you got to do what you got to do, right? But I'm here. I'm alive. I'll be, as soon as this goes up, I'll be checking in on Discord. I'm seeing you all now. I could be responding now, but I'm doing this instead. For Grab'em, specifically, if you listen to this, no, there are no photos. There are no there is no video. You know the deal. I know my OPSEC. That didn't happen. There was no way that phone was going with me. So, much like anybody who lived in the 80s and 90s or 70s, I didn't have a cell phone on me. I know, freaky concept, right? But yeah, it was peaceful up until the end. I don't have any direct reporting yet or now. What happened after SWAT started popping off. But I can guarantee you, with a fair amount of certainty, it de-escalated from there. Vegas doesn't have it in us to go to blows with Metro. They don't, like I said, they don't fuck around here. It's a whole other, we talked about this on Discord earlier today, yesterday now. About the nature of casinos, law enforcement, and the state of Nevada, and how different it is here. And it is very much authoritarian. It is very much tightly wound. You burn a car here, you go toe-to-toe with the cops, you try and take a police station here. With a fair amount of certainty, I'm going to say you're just going to get shot, right? Like, seriously, they don't fuck around. It's very, you know, the mob ties run deep. The old ways run deep. The casinos keep shit on lock, and Metro keeps shit on lock pretty effectively. For a population our size, they've got plenty of officers, they got plenty of equipment, and like I was explaining to chat earlier today that, like, we've got an Air Force base here that will provide air support. They do it all the time for any major event, New Year's Eve, anything like that, where there's a security concern. Dude, you'll see the Air Force flying. And not in some celebratory fashion. They're flying security runs. Yeah, this is not your average city. It's not even close to your average city. So, yeah. Like I said, nothing major to report. It was funny though. Anywhere you saw police presence, it was not even close to the numbers that were present on the strip. It was very apparent that yesterday's response to the protest was because they were protesting on the strip. The message went out. I firmly believe whoever organized tonight was learning their lesson. If you want to protest for more than 5 minutes, keep away from the Las Vegas Strip casinos. Like, they will not allow that. Yeah. It's funny. Protests lasted outside the White House longer than they did outside the Strip casinos. Seriously, they got more rowdy outside the White House than they did the Strip casinos. You have to understand, like, the centers of power in this country, right? We all talk about this, how business interests, capitalism, money is the true center of power, not politics. Well, guess what, motherfuckers? Those casinos make a lot of money. They have made many billionaires. And so, yeah. Real center of power there. Don't fuck with them. But, yeah. There was a guy handing out water and a little bit of, like, some masks, a little bit of, like, snacks if you needed them. Out of the back of his truck. I didn't pay, give him much mind because I came prepared. But yeah, you know, a nice Latino gentleman who was giving out supplies. I hear that, out up on, one of the, out where I live, actually, up on one of the mountains, because remember, Las Vegas is a valley, we're rung by mountains. They were using, like, some sort of, like, laser light projection system to project Black Lives Matter in giant fucking letters on the hill. We call it a mountain. It's not a mountain. It's a fucking hill. Coming from Vermont, where we have real goddamn mountains, it's a goddamn hill. I'm sorry. we do have a mountain, Mount Charleston, but this is the other side of town. They were, Metro started boxing streets, SWAT started rolling out tear gas. That's when anybody who had their head on a swivel and understands how this shit works got while the getting was good. So, yeah. I thank my community for the concern that all of you, a bunch of you who are asking where I was and if I'm okay, why am I MIA, that sort of thing, positing, you know, as to where and what. Yeah, that feels good. That feels good. But I am home safe and sound. No, it wasn't like the old days. It really wasn't. I can honestly say that. I just walked, talked occasionally, gave out a little knowledge here and there. I gotta say, it's, how do I put this? It's not the best location or the best time or the best atmosphere to do the kind of education that I do. A couple good conversations, and I'll take that, but it's definitely not the place to be doing what we do. Occupy was much better for that, because a lot of what we did was stationary. There was a few mobile marches, but a good portion of it was, yeah, we're here, we're not going anywhere outside your bullshit building. Like, that's we're right here, we're protesting you. That makes for a very good education environment. Being constantly on the move, zigzagging through neighborhoods, and that sort of thing, it makes it a little more difficult. You can only sort of talk to the person maybe on your right, maybe on your left, that sort of thing. Don't expect much out of Las Vegas from protests. That's the thing. We're never gonna snap off. Let's see. I'm just checking Twitter for if anybody actually documented anything. There's the truck. Not Hispanic. Black. That's, again, at a distance, don't really pay much attention to race. And, you know, if you guys have heard me talk about it before, mild facial blindness, there's the truck. Big fucking I just saw the bottled water sitting on the edge as I kind of from a distance. But apparently there's a kiddie pool in there full of ice. That's funny. Didn't catch that. Let's see, there's from somebody, somebody's balcony. my water here. So, oh, yeah, I don't want the sound. That's not going to be recorded either way. Oh, it's like this was filmed on a fucking potato. Jesus Christ. Yeah, a fair amount of signs. I got to say, Vegas turned out with the signs. Maybe one in three people had signs. That was really interesting. I didn't... I didn't rock a sign. But yeah, the unfortunately, well, I mean, they shouldn't be fucking open either way. Interesting, shit did get out of hand. They're reporting 1,000 protesters tonight. News 3 Las Vegas. It's an NBC affiliate. They're saying 1,000 protesters. I doubt that. And apparently the Easy Pawn near Fremont Street said 50 people looted their store. Didn't see that either. Ugh, yeah, fucking. Do we have any video, any? See, like I said, you know, I'm terrible at numbers, but I gotta say, I don't think that was 1,000 fucking people by a long shot. I don't think that was 1,000 people. I question that entirely. And Easy Pawn near Fremont. Let me just map that really quickly. Give me one sec. And it's Easy Pawn. It's fucking ridiculous. All right. God, there's so many of these fucking Easy Pawns. Jesus, even right downtown. Exploitative business that they are. All right. Interesting. So not on the route. As far as I can tell that we took... That was taken. Yeah. As nighttime came, Las Vegas police also said 50 people looted the Easy Pawn near Fremont Street Experience after reports emerged on social media. What? I don't even... That's the weirdest fucking sentence. Yeah, and that's fucking Vegas for you. If anyone had any shred of doubt, the whole social distancing thing was bullshit. Here's your proof. Hashtag Vegas protest. Hashtag Soros-funded riots. We've got a heavy contingent of that here. We really, really do. Yeah, so it was, that's a good distance away. Yeah, that's interesting. Well, I didn't see any of that if it did happen. And the news, quote unquote, is not providing any actual breaking news, protests in downtown Las Vegas turned violent. And they literally, with that headline, with that fucking, I always forget the term for that, whatever that the bumper is on the bottom, the lower third. They're just showing peaceful protest footage. Like, there's not... Yeah, protests in downtown Las Vegas turned violent, and they're just showing people meandering around, walking calmly. I mean, not fucking a single thing up. All right, let me take the volume. Give me one sec. Yeah, now they're claiming, like, live on the air. At least 1,000 people. I didn't see any of this. Like I said, my instincts on this sort of stuff are good. I got out while the getting was good. I walked in solidarity. I was there, for, you know, just to, as another body, but what do we got? Looks like meat and cat are, they're having a chat there. Interesting. I gotta tell you, I'm not happy that there was any looting here in Las Vegas, that there was any sort of thing. I hoped that we could prevent that from happening. Las Vegas is, you know, a fairly... I mean, look, I'm not going to say we don't have fucking poor people. God damn it, we have tons of poor people. But we have enough shit here in this town. We have some decent, charities and organizations you can turn to if you're in need. We don't need that reputation. We don't need that reputation. And we have enough fucking Aryans and neo-Nazis and... fucking just racist Fox News, racist fucking baby boomer dads and shit like that. I mean, we have a heavy gun culture, and that stuff does have some serious Venn diagram overlap with it. Vegas's protest needed to be a very specific way. Let's see, we got Fremont trending. Nice. Okay, so getting while the getting's good was smart. It looks like they got too close to the Fremont Street experience. As a group, they got too close to the Fremont Street experience. The Fremont Street experience, again, also makes lots of money and is backed by big money. Why are you telling... Okay, so it got out of hand after I left. It definitely got out of hand after I left. Like, it not, I mean, look, again, we will never do what the rest of the fucking country does here. But, I mean, a guy got up the fucking, like, the emergency arts sign, fucking tagging fuck 12 up there. Yeah, there's multiple SWAT units rolling in. Is that 1,000 people? That's not 1,000 people. I'm sorry. It's a nice overhead shot. Yeah, it's, oh, what the fuck is that? Why are you? Yeah, it looks like they rolled out rubber bullets, tear gas, and pepper spray. Told you they don't fuck around. Ugh, man. Jesus Christ. And now I'm looking at some of the aftermath photos. Tons of litter. I fucking hate that about like protesters in general. They tend to leave tons of litter. It's just a bad look. It's all about optics, right? Jesus Christ. All right. At least I'm seeing in this Twitter thread that there are people who plan to be there in the morning to clean it up. If I'm awake, maybe fucking then I'll consider that. That's fucking pathetic. Tons of plastic water bottles and shit. It's just, ugh. People. It's not an excuse to fucking trash the world. Yeah. Yeah, you're going to see two different types of posts if you search for Fremont or Vegas protest or anything like that. There's the what happened up until a point, and then there's what happened after a point. And apparently what happened after a point got a little rowdy. The cops started popping off the tear gas. They started popping off the pepper spray. They started popping off the rubber bullets. People got a little too close to the moneyed interests again. Again, can't fucking do that in Vegas. They don't fuck around. And they will snatch your ass. They will throw you in county quick. And they refuse to let people out on their own recognizance. They refuse to let people out, you know, that sort of thing. They'll smack you with a fucking heavy fucking fine. Bail just to get out. Remember, former Mayor Oscar Goodman in Las Vegas actually at one point wanted to make it. It is a felony to tag here. Graffiti is a felony. But they also wanted to, like Oscar said, in his opinion, he wishes he could cut off the thumbs of anybody who was caught tagging. Okay, that's our former mayor. He wanted to chop off digits if you were caught, you know, spray painting. So, welcome to Las Vegas. At one point, I think we overturned that. It was a crime to chalk a sidewalk. Because protesters started chalking outside Metro at one point and outside the financial, outside of City Hall. And so, yeah, that's a crime too. I think we may have overturned that one, not 100% on it. So, you know, Las Vegas, where you can like hose down a sidewalk and get rid of the graffiti, big crime. We're fucking. Now, fucking, yeah, this person, like, this is easily one of the largest groups in protest I've seen, maybe 3,000 to 5,000 people. I'm not good at estimation, but there was not that many fucking people there. I just keep seeing the numbers just keep going up and up and up and up, and it's like, no. No, there were not that many fucking people there. I'm terrible at this estimation, but apparently people are even worse than I am. Yeah. So, I stayed out of trouble. Didn't participate in any of the shenanigans. I was a good boy. Just marched. Didn't yell. Protected my voice. Didn't get into any of that either. It was what it was. As long as I don't come down with the fucking Rona, I'm fine. So that's the report for tonight. It's basically just for my community members right now. That's basically what this is all for. I'll see you guys in chat in a moment. Hope you guys are well. As always, you can find all my stuff at kaisthings.com, kaisthings.com. Hope you're as well as you can be. Till next time, folks.